Hey, everybody, thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Preacher Boys podcast. I make this show for you, and I hope that you really enjoy it. I have a lot of people that ask me how they can support the show financially, and you can do that by heading over to patreon.com/preacherboys. You're going to get access to exclusive content, including early releases of episodes. I've got a couple episodes right now that have been released at least a month early over on Patreon. You've got access to things like unique merch, depending on what tier you join, and you get access to some behind the scenes content that I'm posting within the group. So head over to patreon.com/preacherboys and become a member over there today. Every single supporter helps make this show a little bit more possible, especially as I continue to add additional episodes and content every single week. Thank you so much for tuning in. Let's get back to the show.
Trigger warning. This podcast contains descriptions of various abusive situations. Listener discretion is advised. You are listening to the Preacher Boys podcast, a podcast shedding light on decades of mental, physical, and sexual abuse within the independent fundamental Baptist movement. The testimonies shared on this podcast are told from the personal experience and perspective of the survivors. Not all legal outcomes are known or final. Any suspect is presumed innocent until proven guilty in the court of law. Now, here is your host, Eric Skwarzynski.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Preacher Boys podcast. On today's episode, I'm going to talk a little bit about Greg Locke, the pastor of Global Vision Baptist Church in Mount Juliet, Tennessee. Now, this isn't the first time I've talked about Greg Locke on the show. Last year, in February of 2021, he hosted a book burning at his church, which received a lot of press and attention.
And these are from the people who say they don't believe in cancel culture, and then they burn things they don't agree with, which would be an extreme form of canceling it.
Over time, he's become more and more embraced by mainstream evangelical leaders due to his stances primarily on the COVID vaccine and other political issues.
Don't believe this Delta variant nonsense. Stop it. Stop it. I know right-wing watching. I don't care. If they go through round two and you start showing up all these masks and all this nonsense, I'll ask you to leave. I will ask you to leave. I am not playing these Democrat games up in this church. If you want a social distance, go to First Baptist Church, but don't come to this one. I'm done with it. I said I'm done with it.
He's built relationships with evangelicals who are respected within their communities, like Eric Metaxas.
I am so excited that God is allowing us to set people free from demonic stuff. And he's using a film. He's using my friend, Pastor Greg Locke.
And now Locke has expanded his ministry into what he calls deliverance ministry, which is essentially casting out demons or exorcism.
In the New Testament, is it verifiable that Christians can be attacked and oppressed by demons?
Come on. God used controversy.
Look, I'm on the list.
He used CNN. He used the media. He used all of it to grow a massive size platform. Controversy built our platform.
Two genders.
It was never about the controversy. It was never about the politics. I thought it was. I thought it was about Trump. I thought it was about COVID. But God built our platform for deliverance.
We are headed more into seeing prophecy fulfilled before our very eyes.
There's a kingdom of righteousness and there's a kingdom of darkness.
Something in our being craves something supernatural.
If you're addicted to something, you have company.
And he said in the last days, the church will give heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of demons. They will begin to listen to demonic doctrines.
He doesn't mind you going to church. He doesn't mind you praising as long as you don't change.
There's a great awakening that is coming.
The kingdom of God is not about talk.
Jesus is king.
It's about power and demonstration.
The state of the church in the United States, I believe, needs a reawakening of deliverance because of the evil that's going around.
Christians can be under the influence of satanic oppression. 100% they can. You see, redemption and salvation is for the lost. Deliverance is to set the captives free.
The word of God says, these signs shall follow them that believe. The plan of the enemy is to keep the church quiet.
for the people of God. Deliverance is for the church. I'm here to call this culture to Jesus Christ and cast out demons. Because these signs shall follow them that believe in my name. They shall cast out devils.
Locke has a brand new film called Come Out in Jesus' Name. It was released through Fathom Events and received a theatrical release. It hit number 4 in the box office on March 13th, 2023, making around $1 million across 766 theaters. Greg Locke has really become a cult leader unto himself, and now his focus on deliverance ministry has made him align with other grifters and charlatans like Isaiah Saldivar, Vladimir Savchuk, Daniel Adams, Mike Signorelli, Alexander Pagani, and the list goes on and on and on of people who clearly are just grifting and building a platform, taking advantage of people who are struggling with legitimate mental illnesses, addictions, struggling with family situations, and they're using this exorcism and this casting out of demons as a fake solution to real problems. And you see this in the aftermath of Come Out in Jesus' Name. Tons of footage has been shared, this bizarre footage of people thrashing around the floors of the movie theaters during screenings, people screaming, come out, people yelling, and people posting videos of it saying it's demonic possession. It's really bizarre and concerning. There's two sides of this. One, the messaging of Greg Locke and his company are really humorous, and the bizarre things they say are entertaining when you look at it just as like a bizarre statement being said.
We got first and last names of 6 witches that are in our church. And you know what's strange? 3 of you are in this room right now. You better look in my eyeballs. We ain't afraid of you, you stinking witch. You devil-worshipping Satanist witch. We cast you out in the name of Jesus Christ. We break your spells. We break your curse. We got your first name. We got your last name. We even got an address for one of you.
But it's deeply sad to see people are being emotionally manipulated the way that they are, seeing women, children, men laying on the floor of theaters, crying, convulsing. It's really disturbing. It feels like an updated Benny Hinn. I think someone mentioned that on my page. I echo that sentiment. It just feels so bizarre and really sad to see. And honestly, Locke's new approach to ministry is concerning. I'm interested to see where it develops. And as he becomes more and more mainstream, I'm curious to see how that impacts evangelicalism as a whole, with the connection points of people like Eric Metaxas and others who have some actual legitimate sway beyond what Locke has had historically. So try to be empathetic to people who are legitimately being abused by this kind of incorrect teaching around mental health and this incorrect teaching around, all of these different issues that need real medical attention or need real actual counseling, not just a grown man yelling and screaming at you and pretending he's in The Exorcist. Be empathetic to those people, but also don't be afraid to call out how ridiculous and foolish people like Greg Locke really are. I hope that Greg Locke's ministry comes to an end very, very soon. Thank you so much for listening to the episode. Again, I know Greg Locke is no longer an independent Baptist, but so much of his teaching surrounding demons, mental health, is rooted in that movement. I've heard some of those harmful teachings that I mentioned in past episodes. I've heard them before. And Greg Locke is just adding layer after layer of toxicity to an already toxic system. But thank you so much for listening. Let me know, what are your thoughts on his new film, Come Out in Jesus' Name, and all the footage you're seeing? And do you think Greg Locke's ministry, quote-unquote ministry, will continue to grow in the coming days, weeks, and months? How do you think that'll impact evangelicalism? Whatever your thoughts are, head over to the Preacher Boys social media pages and let me know. I'd love to hear your thoughts, or drop them in the comments of this video if you're on YouTube. Thanks so much for watching, and I'll talk to you really soon.
Thank you for listening to the Preacher Boys podcast. If you appreciated the content on the show, please leave a review on iTunes, and don't forget to connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter with the handle @PreacherBoysDoc.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.